Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the publisher of Beat There Magazine, Washington's premier online magazine. Tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. It's all about you. Every morning, motivational, inspirational aspects of information that will improve your life. Today, we have a special, special guest, Nat the Bush Doctor. Nat is a part of history in the Washington metropolitan area and really all around the world. It's a pleasure to have Nat the Bush Doctor on the show today. We're going to be talking about the Black Caucuses coming up also. I want you to understand that the event of the year, the Congressional Black Caucus Weekend, we're going to be celebrating 31 years of publishing and 65 years of life. I'll be 65 years old, and I've been publishing for over 31 years, and we're bringing everybody back together for a reunion from Russell's News to Be There Magazine. It's going to be an extravagant, epic event. It's going to be so powerful and so awesome. Everybody's going to be there. We have invited all the people that have been touched by the magazine, Kathy Hughes, Dick Gregory, Willie Jolly, just to name a few. Nat the Bush Doctor is going to be there, and it's going to be really, really spectacular. It's going to be an event that you don't want to miss, and it will be a sellout. So spread the word. September 19th, Congressional Black Caucus Weekend. Be there. We're going to come right back with Nat the Bush Doctor. Welcome back. Welcome back. Nat the Bush Doctor, you there, Nat?
I'm here. How you doing, Russell?
I'm doing fantastic, man. In fact, this is an honor and a pleasure to have you on the airwaves with Be There Magazine in the morning. You are such an increment to this town, and a lot of people know you, and some people may not know you, but I want you to just, before we get into your book, because your book is simply fantastic, and it's a book that's a must-read for everybody, but also your life is a testament to who you are and what you have done. And a lot of times in life, the unsung heroes, the people that people really know and don't know, are sometimes the best people that have impacted the town or the world. So I want you to talk a little bit about who you are initially so people can know just what Nat the Bush Doctor has done or who he is.
Okay. It all started with a bad haircut. Let me tell you what happened. When I was about 12 years old, my mother gave me $50 for a Christmas present. So at the time, you know, I was just wondering what could I do with $50? But at 12 years old, I had an entrepreneurial spirit and didn't realize it. And what I mean by that is I took the $50 she gave me, went to the five and dime, looked in the window, and I saw these clippers. And I started thinking, what could I do? If I buy these clippers and get a couple people, I could pay for the clippers. Entrepreneurial spirit, not even thought about it. So I bought the clippers, took them home, and I asked Mom, I said, Mom, I like to cut hair right here on the porch somewhere. Is it okay? So she said, sure. She said, I'll make you a cape, you know, one of the things that go around the customer's neck. She sewed, so she made that for me. And then I started thinking, after I got my little area set up, you know, how can I get me some customers? Now, I'm thinking entrepreneurial and not realizing it, and that was marketing. So I went to the playground, and I said, the boys get their hair cut usually every Saturday. And if I cut hair for 50 cents, and the haircuts are like $1.25, $1.50, something like that at the time, you know, I could make money. The person would have some leftover money for themselves. So I went to the playground. There was a friend of mine. His name was Carlton Calloway. He's still around, one of my best buddies. I said, Calloway, I'm cutting hair up at my house. And, you know, several guys were there. And I said, let me see if I can get somebody to come up. So he came up, and he let me cut his hair. And what I'm explaining to you is how you can believe something hard enough and you can make it happen, or it happens for you. And he came up, and I stood like a barber, acted like a barber, and next thing I know, I was cutting his hair, and I remembered how the barber did it, would like put a line in. But I didn't realize, I didn't have the training to get the line out. But I acted like I did. So, to make a long story short, after I cut his hair, and I thought that, you know, he was going to reject it. But he said, you know, it's good. I cut a plug out of his head in the back, too. And I was working to try to get that out. But I was putting my mind on what I was doing, and it made a statement to the customer where I was believing that he wasn't going to like it, and he ended up loving it. He had extra money. I had extra money. And that's how I really got into it. But what really made me get into it deeper, I was cutting hair on the back porch one time, and one of the neighborhood bullies ran into the house hiding from someone, because I used to cut hair on the back porch, and they would come in the living room and look at TV while I was cutting hair. And so he ran in the house, and the police came looking for him. Said, did you see anybody come by here? And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God. No, sir. And he said, okay. But he scared me so. And he said, do you have a license to cut hair back here? I said, no, sir, I'm lying again. This is one of my cousins. I had a house load of people in there. And but from that point on, I decided that I was going to, you know, I was going to Spingarn High School at the time. And I decided I was going to transfer from Spingarn and go to Phelps and take barbering. And that's what I did. And before you know it, things start happening. I met Peaches and Herb, manager Walter Booth at the time, and I was, you know, working at the Plaza Barbershop. And before I knew it, I had a clientele of movie stars, singers, and all kind of things. So I just seemed to had gotten into a clique that really made things happen at the time. I met Chuck Brown at the time. He's been one of my friends for 50 years. You know, his death was, but, you know, he, Petey Green, and myself used to always talk about being famous. And, you know, I used to sing in a group called the Stereophonics. We were like the Temptations kind of thing. We did a show at the Apollo. I forgot the name of it. It used to have a competition up there. And, you know, it's just been a beautiful type thing, Russell. Just like when I met you way back in, what was that?
Oh, man, come on. We go 70s. Way back.
I'm telling
you, sir. To be so far back.
Yeah. But it's, you know, and, you know, just things went on time to time, and before I know it, I was doing hair for the movies and different things like that. I worked for a company called Soft Sheen for over 24 years as a technical consultant, teaching people how to use Soft Sheen products. And they sent me all over the world. I went to Egypt, London, Paris, just everywhere. And I loved it. And then I got married and settled down. And recently my wife died. I lost two sons. You know, one was in a car accident. And the other one died of leukemia. So it's been a journey, you know. But, you know, you just keep going and try to help as many people as you can. I teach now at PG Community College. I have a class called How to Own and Operate a Beauty Salon Successfully. So that's been really nice. I do a seminar called The Dynamics of Feeling Good About Yourself. It's just showing people how to manage their life and their time. You know, you become what you think about most. And, you know, the art of attraction, you know, all of that, you put it into perspective, and before you know, you got a blueprint. My book came out of my son dying, and my book is called Portrait of a Professional. It's my life story. And it kind of tells everything about some of the things that I've done. In 1998, they put me in the Museum of American History, you know, as a barber and one of the first barbers to do a lot of different things. You have to get the book to really appreciate it.
Well, that's what we want to do this morning. We want to make sure everybody gets the book. But I also want to comment on, like you say, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
People don't know the history. You were there cutting hair of so many people that were celebrities, that when they saw them on stage, the look that they had was because of you. You were the man behind the scene as far as their hair concerned. And when I met you, I was deep in the beauty business of promoting the salons and the hair salons and the barbershops. And
yeah.
You were right there. You know, I was definitely trying to make sure all the beauty salons and barbershops got their due. But you were right there. Soft Sheen, that's why they hired you, because you were a representation of that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to talk about how you got the name Nat the Bush Doctor. We'll be right back with Nat the Bush Doctor. We'll be right back.
Places I want to start on that. Where it really happened was, I was doing a lot of things, and I was involved in, you know, mostly a lot of cultural things, and I got a call from the Carl Henson show. I don't know if you remember Carol Henson. He's still on the radio now.
He's still on the radio.
On Saturday.
Now. It calls
he had a TV show and a radio show at the time. And he asked me to come on, and he wanted me to do something that would be representative of showing people, you know, what an Afro should look like. So I had this idea. I had a white friend that had naturally straight hair, and I had to figure out how I could take this Caucasian person and give her an Afro. So I came up with this concept, rolling it on a small rod at the time, and a lot of them, and setting that person's hair and then being able to comb it out into an Afro. So I wanted to do it on stage. See, by me singing at the time, I was always trying to, I guess, be famous, you know what I mean, in the singing business. I always wanted to be a singer. But, you know, that's another story. That's part of the book as well, how it all, you know, came about. But how I got the name is like when I went on Carol Henson's show, and he introduced me. They used to call me the hair doctor at first. And then he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, please give a rousing round of applause to Nat the Bush Doctor." And he just came out with it, and it just stuck, you know. It went from there, and I used to do a lot of the Congress people, the mayors, and just everybody. You know, I had a service one time called the Executive Service. And the Executive Service was where I went in and did people in their office. And I would give them, you know, a haircut. You know, they'd pay $50 or something for a haircut, whatever was outrageous at the time, because that was what was happening. And then I decided to open a beauty barber salon that catered to men and women, and it was unisex, and that was different. You know, that was one of the most unique things, and I used to call it a hair hospital. And, you know, the doctor thing. Then I was on Carol Randolph. I don't know if you remember her show. She used to have a show called Harambe.
Harambe, right.
Yeah, and then what's that other show? The guy now with the his father had a show. Maury Povich.
Mm-hmm.
His father had a show called I forgot the name of it. I used to be on a lot of stuff, Time Magazine, all kind of stuff. But I'm just saying, after I got the name, you know, the name stuck, and it just, you know, amazing. And I know when I was enshrined in the Museum of American History, the lady said, "You have something called serendipity." Serendipity, I never heard of that. But what it is the ability to see things before they happen and then manifest them to happen. Serendipitous.
And that's truly what you have. You've had that all your life, and that's why I'm so honored to have you on this show, because what you're doing now and talking about your history of your life, I got your DVD, I think it was about maybe 5 years ago,
yeah,
you gave me the DVD, and I looked at that DVD at least 10 times, and I said to myself, this is what you do with your life, man. You document it. You make sure
that people
see, because people don't know. And that documentary of your life with that DVD, and I had known you. I mean, I had been in your company. We had hung out together. I covered your events. I was there with you. But to see the documentary of you, that DVD, I said, wow. It inspired me. It inspired me. I said, this is a serious thing that you should do with your life. And your life is so profound. I mean that, like you say, the people, just the people that you have touched with the Clippers that have touched people's lives. And they're famous people. We're not telling anybody can cut hair. I mean, you know, there's all kind of haircut barbershops. But you were selected to cut individual's hair. It's like the barber who cuts Obama's hair today. He travels on Air Force One with him. He goes places with him. You don't never hear about that barber, but he is an integral part of Obama's life. You were that to many people. Just give me some of the names off the top of your head that you have cut their hair.
Okay, let's see. You remember Luther Ingram? If love you is wrong. The Staples Singers. Mavis Staples. I mean, I'm just going back just to give
but
you
just give us a name, because this is what people don't know. I'm telling you, people don't know who you are or what you have. I know because I studied you and I've been with you and we've done things, but I want the public to know the hair that you have cut. Give us some more names.
Morgan Freeman, Tommy Davis, Chuck Brown, Mayor Berry, Famous Amos, just let me think.
I know there's
so many, man. I can't,
But I'm just telling you that. That's why you're such an integral part of Washington, D.C. That's why you're in the Natural Museum of History. When you walk among people and you see people, people haven't got a clue what you have contributed. It's so important for us to recognize each other. It's so important to give back. The name of this show is called It's All About You. Be There Magazine in the Morning, Network and Learn. It's about inspiration. It's about giving back. It's about making sure that when Chuck Brown died, and I knew Chuck Brown for about maybe 30 years. You know him for like 50 years.
Right.
People didn't know the Chuck that was not the Chuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When Chuck became Chuck, see, it's knowing somebody before they become somebody. And that's what makes it all the difference, man.
Chuck was a genius. Chuck was a genius. You're a genius. You know, geniuses know geniuses. And it's that type of vibe that people don't like to talk about. I have something in my book. The secret to my book is it's called The Wheel of Life. And it's a part in there because people used to always say, well, how did you do all of this stuff? And I never thought about it. I just, you're a human being or you're a human doing. You got to figure that out. But the thing is that there's a certain way that I believe that manifests as minding your own business. And the Wheel of Life game, because they used to ask me, well, how did you do this? And I had to think about it. And what it is it's about nine things that you do and think about on a regular basis. That's your life. And that's your emotional self, you know, how you feel and think about stuff. Your mental self, you know, what you focus on, your physical self. I mean, do you take care of yourself? Are you eating right? Your finances, your family, your spiritual beliefs, your social. How many friends do you have? What's your contribution to life? And then what are you creating as far as a career is concerned? Are you on a job? Are you on a mission? It's all up to you. Ain't nobody coming up on no white horse and say, get on, let's go, I got this. They ain't doing it like that no more. So it's all about you believing and manifesting what you want to happen.
It's a great thing to understand the Wheel of Life. You said something so profound. Geniuses attract geniuses. You don't know why you do things. You don't know how you do things. In life, sometimes you're just anointed with some kind of a blessing that you attract people or people attract you or you
That's
can
what it's
contribute.
About.
It's all about, man. You don't know. People ask, well, how'd you do this? How do you know? You don't know how you did it. You didn't go to school. You don't have a degree. You just did it, and all of a sudden.
But you know what the question is? If you ask yourself quality questions, you'll get quality answers. And one of the things that you want to ask yourself over and over again, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Why do you want it? You know, those questions right there put you on course. And the average person is afraid to be alone. But being alone is where you find God and find yourself. So it's really up to you, because the God that within, you know, all you do is focus on your breathing and you focus on your life, because breath is life. So,
well said. We'll take one more break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the book and also the aspects of you. I believe, Matt, that you have really, really blessed so many people. I mean, not only in your works as far as doing a hair, but you have spoke to people. You have been a motivational speaker. I've been to some of your sessions, and some of the sessions, you have been to some of my sessions. We have always complimented each other. And like I say, when you came around or when you did things, you were always a professional. I want to say this before we go on break. You have been a man of distinction, a man of God, a man of quality, a man who reeks the presence. When you walk in a room, the last time I saw you, we were at Glenn Harris's celebration for his life. 500 people were there. Glenn Harris had all the ball players there, all the basketball players, all the
right.
sports figures, all the anchor people from Channel 9, all the celebrities, everybody was there that was,
mm-hmm.
you know, really important in the sports world.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walked in, there goes, I'm walking around, you know me, I'm walking around, I'm taking the pictures, and everybody's hollering,
yeah.
Russell, what happened when I saw you? Not the bush doc, I mean, boom, stop. Stop in traffic, man. Not because you are
this is
being in a room with Nat the Bush Doctor. I mean, that was serious, man. I hadn't seen you in a while, and you hollered
my
name,
man.
And then you gave me your card, you sent me your book. I mean, you're just a class act, man. Class act. We're going to be right back, man. Because I mean, this is such a pleasure and an honor. I'm telling you, and most people, like I say, just don't know. But they're going to know after today. We'll be right back.
All right.
Herb Fame was big, man. I mean, who was big in this town in Peace and Herd? You know, you remember Peter Green Washington. You remember to close our eyes and remember Martin Luther King, to remember Dick Gregory, but not only to remember them, but to be there with them. To see, you remember Chuck Brown 50 years ago.
I did his hair for 40 years. Go ahead.
To do his hair for 40 years. I, at the funeral, I saw you at the funeral, and, I mean, you was just so touched. I mean, it was the most awesomest funeral I've ever seen in my life.
I'm telling you.
I mean, that was what they call a truly home going, you know.
Somebody going home,
man. They went home, and everybody there was just celebrating this man's life, man. I mean,
man.
When you knew his life. You weren't just celebrating his life. You knew his life.
Let's
talk about the book. Give us the name of the book.
Okay, name of the book is Portrait of a Professional, The Nat the Bush Doctor Story. You can get it by calling 301-736-9095. Website, natmathis.com. And, you know, still doing hair these days, special clients. So same number if everybody want a, you know, good haircut. I'm still doing that 2 days a week.
Fantastic.
Beautiful thing, Russell, man.
It's a beautiful thing, man. I'm just happy that we connected. Our lives have crossed.
Yes,
you know, in life, people's lives or paths cross. You know, I made a vow years ago to shake as many hands as I can, and it's called the power of a handshake. You have done a lot with those clippers, man. Look at the people, how many heads have you cut, if I'm saying, over the years. But also, you went beyond cutting of hair. You have spoke to people. The spoken word, man, when you speak to people and impact someone's life, and now you're at Prince George's Community College. You have a class. Look at the thousands of students that come through you, and you have watched the beauty industry change. You know, I was there in the cuff of the beauty industry. I remember when the beauty industry was the beauty industry. We had the beauty industry. We were so powerful in the beauty industry. Remember that also, because the salons were owned and ran by African Americans, and you couldn't just open a salon without being a professional and be. But they have a license. You have to be under someone. It was under this booth renting. All this stuff is no. We were salon owners, and you were
fathering.
But you are now in a position to teach that. What a blessing, man! You
it
teach
really
that
is.
At Prince George Community College.
It's a beautiful thing, and like I said, I have a seminar called "The Dynamics of Feeling Good About Yourself," and it's a motivational workshop where we just get together and. Really get some strong vibes. When you leave out of there, you feel like you believe you could fly. You know what I mean? It's all
we're gonna
good,
come
man.
Back Nat. We're gonna come back Nat with some closing statements. So just give us your closing statement. We'll be right back with Nat the Bush Doctor. Be There Magazine in the morning. It's all about you.
Vegas, when people give you money, they just give you money. But when they shared their time, they shared their life. And I'd like to thank you and your audience for sharing your time and your life with me today.
I'd like to thank you, Nat, because what you said was so profound. When people share their time, they share their life. You, Nat, could have been anywhere else between 10 and 10:30. The time that you shared today, you will never, ever, ever get back. It's a blessing.
That's right. All right,
man.
And thank you
for
thinking of me.
September 19th. Okay, you'll be there 19th. You'll be there. Spread the word, but it's going to be history in the house, brother. Magazine,
y'all come.
31 kids. Y'all come. Be there, but thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, Russ.